Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, yeah, baby. And Sammy J is hanging out with us still. He's got a book called The Long Class Goodnight. What age are we pitching that book?
Middle grade, 8 to 12-year-olds, but okay. You know, adults can enjoy it. But if you've got kids out there in primary school who want to have a bit of a cheeky laugh about some shit going pretty wrong at school, this book's for them.
Relatable stuff. It's currently the book of the month at Dimmick, so go out and get that. You won't be able to secure tickets to your Sunday night shows. It's sold out. Maybe on some swapping on the Facebook page could happen.
Well, yeah, look, if you masturbate in front of a mirror outside the venue, I'll talk to the staff.
Well, that's what we're asking here on for Naughty After 9. 1-3-3-5-3. Do you masturbate in front of a mirror? Then you've added, Sammy J, you wanted it to be somebody else's mirror.
I just wanted that extra danger. I wanted to know whether someone out there has been there.
You've seen this as your one shot to go real edgy on radio, and yep. You've gone, let's do it.
I've grabbed it.
Well, why don't we say hello to James? Hey, James.
Hello.
You've masturbated in front of a mirror that is not yours.
Correct. A few times, actually.
A few times. Okay. You love a bit of a mirror debate, do you?
I do, actually. Yeah, at work as well.
Oh, whoa.
Multiple mirrors.
Now, well, where the toilet is, we have a seat, we have a mirror right across from the toilet bowl.
Yeah. At work?
At work.
That's a weird place for a mirror, isn't it?
It is, but I don't mind it.
So you were already a fan of the mirror masturbation, and then you found this?
Definitely. Love it.
James, paint a picture of what you look like.
6 foot.
Yep.
Bald head.
Yep. Good.
Goatee. Big goatee.
Brilliant.
A lot of tattoos.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what's the name and address of your employer?
All right, so you just like to look at yourself intensely as you do the job?
Yeah, just see what kind of faces I make.
And what sort of faces do you make?
I make some very funny and weird faces, to be honest.
Are you laughing as you do that?
Not really. When I'm finished, I'm like, oh, God, that was amazing.
Last question for James. Do you talk about this with your friends?
Nah, not at all.
No, just us.
But just you guys.
Yeah, your best friends.
Thank you for sharing.
You don't judge.
Nah, never.
No. It's a safe place.
You know that.
I know. Love your show, guys. Love it.
Thanks, James. Thanks, James. Yeah. And Sammy's here as well, just so you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Best review I've ever had.
Sammy J's sticking around. This is Dreams, Van Halen. Let's get into it. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Dreams, Van Halen. Hope you're having a grand Wednesday night. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sammy J is hanging out. And Sammy, I don't know if you know this, but it's actually Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, what?
You did not tell me this.
Yep.
It's Wacky Wednesday.
When you drove your dump truck full of money to my house last week and said, we'll give you so much money if you come on our show. You did not tell me it was a Wacky Wednesday.
And it's not real money. That's what makes it wacky.
Oh, you got me.
No laughing, though.
Okay, sorry.
Let's talk about the wacky tobacky.
Hang on.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Not good branding to be calling it Wacky Tobacky Wednesday.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, not the show, but this conversation with Sammy J here, I thought, let's get a little bit smart. Let's talk.
Let's talk political.
And, yeah, there's an element of politics, an element of social policy, I guess. Sammy J, of course, the comedian, hang out with us. But the Greens want to legalise marijuana.
Yes, they do.
Now, Richard Di Natale, the Greens leader, was the one who, look, he's a doctor, just a bit of background from him. So he's always been pretty pro, I think, medicinal marijuana.
Is this only in Victoria, by the way?
No, mate. Greens leader Richard is national.
Yeah.
So it's national.
He wants to wipe the whole brown land with the green leaf.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, let's read on. It says here, he has said, governments around the world are realising that prohibition of cannabis causes more harm than it prevents. It's time Australia joined them and legalised cannabis for adult use. Mm. What is there a difference between legalising and decriminalising? Because I've heard arguments on Facebook, which you can't trust.
But look, I dropped out of my law degree.
but you should know.
Too much of the green. But no, it's I believe, yeah, well, there is a difference. Legalizing is a full, you know, it's an authoritative agreement. It's practically condoning the behavior and saying we're cool with this
under
regulation.
And there's a system in place, I guess.
Decriminalizing means, well, you're not going to get thrown in the slammer if you're caught.
Yeah,
right, okay. You might get a fine.
Yeah, I think, or not even. I mean, there's going to be a lawyer listening right now who hates the three of us. But look, you know, I think the thrust of it is it costs a lot of money to try and police this stuff. And not just that, if it was legal, then you could tax it. You know, people would only be buying it through official means. And so you're actually going to make money. The government are going to make money.
I think, I hate to refer to Facebook comments, but I think, this is my research, that someone was saying if you decriminalize it, then you still have gangs and whatever drug lords are still making the profits. It's legalizing that's going to make it an officiated process.
Mm.
So if you, and the headline here from Junkie does say they want to legalize recreational.
Well, yeah, because the Greens actually want to start some sort of national marijuana authority, effectively, which
they
would
do.
Actually, so that they would be the legal, the only people who would be legally allowed to grow pot.
Called,
it would be all sanctioned.
It's called the Australian Cannabis Agency. I love the initials of that, ACA. I feel like A Current Affair already have those.
Tracy Grimshaw's not going to be happy.
Oh, mate, you can't.
Also, this is just the sort of story that they would go after, so it's going to eat itself.
The ACA is causing major waves.
Hang on, which one?
Yeah, not us.
Yeah. Here you go. It says, the centerpiece of the Greens' new policy is the establishment of the Australian Cannabis Agency, which would regulate and tax the sale of cannabis and become the sole wholesaler of cannabis to small retailers. So some of those SBOs that we always talk about, Ollie, those small business owners, could soon be dealers.
Well, yeah, but what about old mate who's just got his little crop in the attic with the UV lights? You know, like, well, what's going to happen?
He could become an SBO.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Small business.
He could become
owner.
An ACA. Surely,
an ACA with an SBO.
Surely it's like solar panels. If you've got your own crop, you just put that back into the grid, and it's all a big system where we all share what we've got.
All right, enough about us. 133353. Should we legalize cannabis?
Let's go full talk back.
Should we legalize marijuana?
Should we decriminalize? What's the difference?
No.
Yeah. Well, whatever your thought is, keen to hear it.
Sammy J's here. He's got a political background with playground politics.
I had a pot smoking background.
Well, you went to drop out of uni. So.
Do you want to hang around for the conversation?
Of course I do.
Yes, he's not
what
going
are you asking me? I'm like a cockroach.
I know. It's just that, you know, when you get celebs in here, it's like, oh, I want to get out of here. I want to get back home
to
my
Netflix.
It's
hard for you to say I want to leave. You know what I mean?
Clearly it's a hostage situation. Yeah. I'll tell you off air that I want to get out of here.
It's a heavy door, that one.
133353. Should we legalize marijuana? Give us a call. Oasis Now. Morning Glory. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty after 9. Morning Glory. Oasis. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Good Wednesday night. Sammy J's hanging out.
Yes, I am.
Can't believe you're still here.
Well, gaffer tape tied me to the chair now. Well, you did it when I wasn't looking.
Yes.
Bell, I gave you a signal before. It was like, get Sammy out, and you didn't.
She's not. Because I've got my back to her. See, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
When you want to hijack a show, you turn your back to the producer.
Because she went to wave to you to go, come on, you just ignore it.
No, sorry, having too much fun. The listeners are enjoying my presence far too much.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
If you do want to get Sammy J's book for young adults.
Yeah.
Young old children, young adults.
Yeah, burgeoning adults.
big children.
Yeah.
Not big, you know, large.
Yeah, head to Dimmicks. It's the book of the month. It's called DeLong Class Goodnight, but let's talk about marijuana, hey?
Have you said to anyone it's the book of the month? I've got my book, it's the book of the month.
Sounds ever so slightly creepy, doesn't it? But
it's got nothing to do with marijuana, does it?
No, nothing at all.
That's good.
Okay. Well, let's go to the marijuana chat.
The Greens want to legalize recreational pot, says Junkie. Richard Di Natale, the Greens leader.
Don't quote a Junkie, Tom, as your news reader.
No. The website, Ollie, you silly duffer.
Oh, God.
Guys.
The Greens want to establish the Australian Cannabis Agency, also known as ACA. They want to legalize recreational marijuana. Mm. How do we feel about this? I'm in the big vote of yes. I don't think somebody should be put in jail for smoking weed.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same. Unfortunately, I just don't think, you know, as Sammy said before, I think you said it, maybe you didn't. Rules often, you know, rules and, you know, saying don't do this just doesn't really work.
Particularly in the case of marijuana, you know, it is very available, and so it strikes me as, you know, people are always talking about revenue raising if they want to Yeah. You know, make it, for me, the rule would be, would it make it generally safer, I guess?
Yeah.
You know, people can use it if they want and not if they don't want to. But if the idea of regulation, this sort of thing, I think is an interesting area.
And that's keeping the whole medicinal stuff even not even included.
Yeah,
like, once you add the medicinal benefits, surely that's just, you know, make it a thing.
Lee on 133353, what do you reckon we should do? Should we legalize marijuana?
We should definitely decriminalize it because the fact that thousands and thousands of people die every single year from cigarette use and alcohol use sort of goes to show that that is a lot more dangerous than marijuana. Like, and they are perfectly legal. And because they can tax the hell out of them, they just, they're more than happy to just sell them. Whereas with the marijuana, it's, you know, you sort of just think to yourself, how many people every year does it kill? Zero. Mm. Absolutely none, right? You know, yes, there are some cases where it's, you know, there could be a link to, you know, some sort of mental issues and things like that. But that's very, very minute. You know, the causes of those kind of things are, you know, sort of, I think, a lot more in depth than just smoking weed. You know, whereas if you were to just, if you say, yeah, let's just legalize it all so anyone can do it, I think you'd find that even if that was the case, not many people would abuse it.
Yeah, Lee, it's a good point you make about the fact that alcohol and cigarettes do cause a lot of damage and cost the nation a lot of money. Sammy J, do you hear that argument's raised a lot, isn't it? Where it's obvious that we have a familiarity with alcohol and tobacco that we seem to just be cool with.
Absolutely. Marijuana. And it's one of these many contradictions in our society. I think, as far as harmful effects of marijuana, there's some pretty compelling evidence that, particularly in adolescent brains, it can do some pretty long-term damage, particularly in the formative stages. But I think one of the arguments being put forward for the regulation of it is that it's going to be a safer product. It's monitored, so the, in terms of the variance of quality and stuff, it's going to be far more predictable. And in that sense, I think those arguing for it are saying, well, hence it's going to be safer for people who choose to use it.
Yeah. Well, according to the HuffingtonPost.com.au, there are no recorded instances of anyone dying from a fatal dose of marijuana alone.
Is that what you've been Googling, Tom?
Yeah, I have been Googling.
Can you die from marijuana?
It popped up in his history. Was this already there?
Like every teenager's done at some point in their life. Can you die from marijuana?
Well, they're saying there's yet to be a single reported death linked to cannabis overdose. That was also according to Herb.co.
Well, Jess is saying we shouldn't legalise it. We shouldn't. What is your thoughts, Jess?
Well, honestly, I think they'll make too much money out of it. I'd rather, not my money, but anyone's money who's buying it go to old mate, like someone who puts the effort in. The government's just going to take all the profit just like they do with cancer drugs and all that sort of thing when, you know, good old mate will miss out.
What about it?
a surprising angle to take, isn't it?
Jess, what if old mate is one of these ones whose crops are not the best or even, you know, dangerous?
Well, I've never found an old mate whose crops were dangerous.
Yeah,
and
cut with like ice or something.
It depends. You choose. You have to choose wisely. I mean,
so Jess's concern is for dealers.
Yeah, also, I should just point out we shouldn't use old mate's real name. Let's call him Mr. Mate or old M at least.
He's not that old.
Yeah. Guys, according to the DEA in America.
Here we go. Tom's been Googling again.
DEA.gov. I've got some street names for marijuana. Do you want to hear some of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Aunt Mary, BC Bud, Blunts, Boom, Chronic, Dope, Gangster, Grass, Kiff,
Kipler Potatoes,
Cinsa Miller,
okay,
Yerba,
just reading out his shopping list.
133353. Should we legalise marijuana? Yeah. Keep this debate going. The tit for tat.
Jess's opinion. I'm just really. I'm amazed that we got that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's interesting.
What about the dealers?
Think of the dealers.
Savvy J's here, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Should we legalise marijuana? Lynyrd Skynyrd with Sweet Home Alabama. Triple M's Tom and Ollie hanging out with you till 10 o'clock. Not long to go. Not that I'm counting, but Sammy J is here. The garnish of Sammy J. We have worked out.
Yes, yeah. I insert myself into the program like a little sprinkle of flavor on a meal. I don't intend to take over the meal. I don't want your flavor to change too much, but as a nice garnish, I hope you're enjoying my presence on your audio plate.
It's al dente with you here.
Well, you wouldn't be coriander though, would you?
Nah.
No, you don't want to be coriander.
That'd be more expensive.
You're a bunchy parsley.
Ooh, well, thank you very much.
Not the continental one, the denser one.
No, yeah. The dense one. Yeah. You know, you gotta scroll through the self serve checkout to find me when you're on the list.
Yeah.
133353. Oh, I should play this first.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Discussing the merits of 420 Blaze It. And and so the Greens are legalising or are pitching to legalise marijuana across the board, which is, I was going to say divisive, but it's been pretty pro.
Let's go to our producer, Bell. Producer Bell, how have you found all these calls? Like, is there a pretty even spread of yeses and nos, or how are we going with the legalising marijuana debate?
There is definitely not an even spread.
Really?
It's about 90% yes.
Wow. Well, the pollies need to be listening to this show.
And anyone just saying, yeah, Shaka Bell, good to see you, 420.
Yes. Got a few, yeah.
Now, of course, we do not condone the use of marijuana. It is an illegal substance.
For now.
So I just want to say, now. I just want to save our broadcasting license there. We're not condoning it. But Daniel, what do you think? Should we be legalizing marijuana?
I think it definitely will be legalized just because of the way that it's being pushed. But I think that decriminalising would actually be a bit better because, like already been brought forward with the points of the taxation on it, we're just getting taxed with alcohol and cigarettes for the sake of lining politicians' coffers. They're not actually using it for rehabilitation programs or anything like that. So if we actually decriminalised it, there wouldn't be a big spring up of gang-related sort of control over the substances. It'd be sort of like Sandacol and Benadryl, and you'd have different. You go to your market where you could buy whatever kind of oils or whatever kind of thing that you want, and you'd have a selection of different growers from local and abroad.
Mm. Yeah, so Daniel, you're saying if it was legalized, you might find the government is just taxing it ridiculously to the point where it's like, well, that's not it. That's just a ridiculous price.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But also the fact that's why it's going to become legalised. It's because it's just another avenue of revenue raising for the government. So that seems to be the way that things are. So I think that's going to, in a sense, help the legalisation of marijuana. But as far as whether I think it should be legalised or decriminalised, I think the decriminalisation is a better option for anybody who's interested in using it or right. You know, small businesses and things like that, as well as then being able to resource funds from government and tax to...
Mm, sure, yeah.
Daniel, would you change your mind about that if the government committed to every dollar of the tax that they raised being sent back into these sort of communities?
Community, mafia-run farms?
Yeah. I find that funny, but I definitely would.
Okay, there you go. Let's go over to John on 133353. Should we be legalising marijuana, John?
Yeah, good evening, guys. Look, I reckon decriminalise it for medicinal purposes, especially for people with chronic pain, cancer, residual pain syndromes, things like that. You'd want to keep tabs on it, though. You'd have to weed out the stoners from the genuine cases, pun intended.
Is there a pun there?
yeah, weed them out.
Yeah, weed them out. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, for people in genuine need, yes, I think decriminalise it.
Mm. All right. Then how do you separate the, you know, how do you tell? Surely then the medicinal users are going to become, you know, carriers or suppliers.
Well, Victoria's edged towards that exact scenario medicinally.
Yeah.
But I think that's, it's very much in doctor's hands, you know, it becomes a prescription in that sense.
Yeah.
So. I don't think there's any sense that would be specifically then, you know, let loose as a dealer's paradise.
Yeah. Has Di Natale suggested a price maybe so far, do you think, guys?
He says anyone who buys cannabis would need to show ID to prove they're over 18 and all advertising of cannabis products would be banned, but there's no
No price.
They want to include plain packaging.
Okay. That's nice.
So there we go.
And no horrible sick throats or anything, though.
No. Coralie, you're 66 years old. You know, you're wise. What should we do with the marijuana debate? Should we be legalising it?
Smoke it.
That's it. Smoke it.
Yeah, well, it's... Look, I agree with the guy beforehand.
Mm. Thank you.
He's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
It'd be a revenue raiser, yes, for the government. No, what isn't these days?
Parking.
But the thing is that...
What is it?
Yeah.
The thing is, though... Sorry, I forgot.
That's fine. Hey, Sammy J, thanks so much for hanging out with us, mate. I'm sorry we couldn't end on a high.
No, I just feel that Coralie was blown away by my presence. Yeah. I think she suddenly realised halfway through that she was talking to the great Sammy J. And she just became tongue-tied, and I would have done the same if I was in her position.
Well, it's been a high for us, Sammy J, this whole conversation.
Yep.
And before the marijuana challenge.
No one gets overwhelmed by garnish, Sammy J. See you later, mate.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Thank you for your comments on legalising marijuana. It's Tom and Ollie here. So lovely of Sammy J to be hanging out. If you do know a young person that wants a lovely little novel, The Long Class Goodnight, it's currently the book of the month at Dimmick. So go out and check out Sammy J's book. And of course, abc.net.au/iview to see his playground politics.
And you broke a record for hanging out for an hour and 5 minutes.
I know.
So good on you, Sammy J.
Well done, Sammy J.
Hey, Tom, I just want to change tack just for a second.
Yeah, cool. Because we're going to get into a double play of Paul Kelly and Guns N' Roses.
Oh, great. But before that, The Bachelorette is obviously The Bachelor in Paradise. I'm a big fan of the shows. And I don't know if you saw this, but one of the big favourites from Richie's season, Richie was the ripped blonde doofus, he chose Alex, this chick Alex, when he should have chosen Nikki. He broke Nikki's heart, but in a real chance for romance, Nikki and Richie have been spotted together over in Perth and Rottnest Island. Is there a chance for them? I want to believe there is for Nikki because she was heartbroken. But tell me this, isn't Richie still with Alex Nation?
What?
The chick he chose.
What are you talking about?
Richie, are they still together? Richie and Alex?
No, Alex was dating a girl.
What?
Alex was dating a girl.
Are you thinking of Megan?
No, Alex was dating a girl.
So Richie, she dumped Richie.
This is ages ago, mate. What are you talking about?
When?
Mate, it's been like months ago.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
I just didn't. So Nikki and Richie have a chance?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great news. Oh, that's great news. I'm gonna message her.
That's like the oldest news in the book.
Well, I didn't know.
It's like not knowing that charcoal toothpaste was a thing you do first.
I saw an ad for that. It's new.
No, it's not new. It's like an old wives thing. Hey, we've got a double play now. Paul Kelly, Guns N' Roses after that. Your comments on what we should do with the Mick coins we just stole. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Some rock and roll for your Wednesday night. Mate, that's going to get you through the night if you're on night shift or your drive home. Paradise City, Guns N' Roses. Before that, of course, Firewood and Candles by Paul Kelly. Oh. Just such good music here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We nearly need to get out of here, Ollie, but earlier tonight we stole a whole bunch of Mick coins.
Yeah, now where are they? I think Bell's taken them.
Producer Bell.
Have you swiped the coins, Bell? We swiped the coins from Mick and now you swiped them from us.
What the hell, Producer Bell?
All right, I'll trust you for now, but I'm watching you. Now we've got 10 Mick coins from Kennedy Malloy. They're worth value. All I'll say is that they're almost priceless.
It's insane.
But on Facebook,
we literally stole all their Mick coins.
I'm worried about stealing all of them. I feel like we should put most of them back.
No way.
Oh, you're ballsy.
Mate, we're stealing all of them.
God, you're a tough guy.
We're putting the balls in your court.
Now, the video is on Facebook, actually, if you want to relive the action. And it is quite an engaging story.
It's a two-part story.
Well, the video cut out. So it is in two videos on Tom and Ollie. They were live. No editing.
Wi-Fi reliability of a radio station.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of folks here are working tonight, so their Wi-Fi's being used a lot.
Yeah, sure.
But on Facebook, look, Ryan said, I can't wait to hear what's going to happen when Mick gets back. So people are really wondering about how this is going to play out. That's on Monday when Mick and Jane return. But Jason said, you guys are playing up like a secondhand Daihatsu.
Morgan messaged in saying, use them as currency. People can earn one for doing the most ridiculous dares set by you guys. Make it entertaining for the rest of us. Morgan, that's what they do on Kennedy Malloy, mate. It's not an original idea.
Yeah.
Jason... Then he said, also, I believe my idea is worth one Bitcoin. No, it's not. He then said, you might also want to put some hidden cameras in Mick's office for when he can't find them.
Don't mind that idea.
We do need to put a calling card in there, though.
A calling card? What is? I'm not across what
you,
they are.
You know what a calling card is?
No.
Calling card is when you steal something and you leave a card saying, this has been stolen.
Oh.
And you might put a clue or a name or, you know, the bat symbol or something.
I'm still keen for the calling card just to be one of the coins stuck with super glue to the urinal. I think that is just the strongest move we can do to assert our dominance and our superiority over the National Drive Show, Mick and Jane.
Look, to continue this, if you're in Brisbane and Sydney, you'll need to catch up via the Triple M app if you do want to hear what happens tomorrow night, as you will not be joining us because you've got footy on.
You will not be joining us.
But Melbourne and Adelaide, you'll be able to continue the Mick Coin saga tomorrow night. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.